Welcome to the Reconnect podcast. We are so excited to have you here.
In this podcast, we are discussing all topics around Tantra, conscious relationship, and sacred sexuality.
We believe every couple is meant to enjoy an amazing sex life, constantly deepening the loving connection, lighthearted playfulness, and passionate ecstasy between each other.
We are Melly and Damien Prem, a married couple, parents, tantra teachers, and relationship coaches.
Our mission is to help couples to reconnect to themselves, each other, and the divine, to live a fulfilling relationship and sexuality, and bring more love and consciousness into the world. Hello and welcome to episode number 4. Today we are going to talk about connection, why this is so important for the relationship, what can we do to get into a connected state with ourselves, with our partner, and what can we do when the connection is actually lost. For us, this is the most important aspect and foundation for all of our work, because without a deep loving connection, there is no tantric sexuality.
Yeah, and this is also the reason why we called our business Reconnect. So the first step is to reconnect to yourself, to your own being, to who you really are. The second step is to reconnect to your partner. So how can you make a lasting, loving connection between each other? And then the third part is to reconnect to love. So love, we mean to the divine maybe, or something, a higher source that helps you to live in this life and to be like a good human being, actually.
And how did we come to that point, actually? Because for me, connection was a big topic in the past. When I was working in the consultancy, I felt very disconnected to myself. I was very focused on my career. I was very much on my ego, focused on being successful, on fulfilling everybody's expectations. But internally, although I had a lot of success and I lived a dream life from the perspective of many others, traveling the world and getting paid for it, I still felt internally quite empty. I felt unhappy. I felt disconnected, because I was not living truly to my personal values. And what really helped me in terms of connection, or helped me in order to reconnect, was the concept I learned in Tantra, the concept of expansion and contraction. Because as Damien has already told you in the previous episode, that Tantra means instruments of expansion. So expansion is the state we need in order to create connection. As long as we are stressed and contracted, we live in a state like having walls built around us. We carry like armor of protection. And in this state, connection is impossible. This is the state most people live in. And there are a lot of fears, judgments, expectations. A lot of people live their life in a stressed state with masks on and functioning. It's actually, and that's the way I felt. I felt I was not living, I was just functioning. And if we have sex in that state, it might lead to a short satisfaction, but often it leaves us empty and disappointed afterwards. For connection to happen, we need relaxation. We need to trust. We need this connection to ourselves, it's to our aliveness, to our energy. And that's what Tantra actually teaches us, to open up, to expand our energy, and then connection can happen. And that's actually also the basis of tantric sexuality, right? Because when you imagine, I always like the picture of two ice cubes. When you have two ice cubes, they cannot connect with each other. They are cold, they are hard, there is no connection possible. And only through energy and warmth, the frozen ice can melt and become water. And in this melted, watery state, then connection can happen. Then we can become one with each other. And if you put even more energy and warmth in there, the water starts cooking, then it dissolves into the universe and becomes one with everything. And that's actually the same thing that happens in tantric lovemaking, that when the heart opens, then energies can flow freely between the partners. Then we can become one in this tantric union. And then we can, this feeling of connection and oneness with each other. And then we can even merge with the universe or the divine. So I just love that picture. And this really helped me always to notice when I'm physically contracted, when I'm stressed, then I know, okay, at this moment, I'm just disconnected and something needs to happen. Something needs to change, and to always monitor that, in which state am I at the moment, and also reflect upon my life. What actually in the past, what makes me contract? When am I in a state of fear and stress and contraction? And what are the things that actually make me expand? What brings my heart to open? When can energies flow freely? And when am I in this relaxed and expanded state? Suppose, Damien, can you explain us a little bit more what it needs to create that connection?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, it needs awareness. So we need to slow down to realize what is happening, to say a conscious stop, and to stop the pattern that we are in and to create like consciousness around it. Why am I doing this? And to really be aware of it. And maybe it is also like from the subconscious, from the past. So like also have empathy for yourself, for myself with it. And for my partner, why she's doing that, she knows that I don't like it or I don't want it. And if I observe it, first of all, like bring the awareness into it, I can inquire to it, like I can look at it.
What do you think? What creates that contraction in most people?
In my perspective and also my experience is everything, this contraction is all about old, like from the subconscious mind, all fears that we experienced in the past, that situations that were not good for us, and that we went into like this contracted state to protect us actually. So these are topics that are really like mechanism in ourselves that helps us actually to survive when we were young. But nowadays, when we are adult, it's the point to realize that we don't need actually these patterns anymore. And to choose consciously what pattern and how do I want to live, how do I want to express in this moment right now, and also me to orientate myself on love and not on fear, actually. So this is actually the work that we are doing to maintain this connection. And so it depends all on my inner state, actually. It can be that, for example, the same situation triggers one day inside of me something that is completely, where I get completely angry and I yell at him. And the other day, it can be that it's just the same thing, but I'm completely fine with it. So it also depends on my inner state, how I am for the moment and how good I am connected with myself for the moment.
So when you realize that you're disconnected from your partner, or you're both in your separate worlds with your protection walls up, what can you actually do to come closer to each other again and to reconnect to each other?
I think here you can work on different levels. So we always tell our clients and some people that there is several things you can do on each level. So for example, in the physical level, you can hug each other, for example, or cuddle maybe, give yourself a massage, give each other a massage, have sex, relaxation and sports can also help, and also maybe breathing together or making some breath work can also connect you back to yourself and then also, of course, to your partner. And another thing you can do on another level is emotionally, mentally, so you can share your emotions with the partner, maybe share your thoughts, your beliefs. Share your inner world actually to that the partner can maybe understand you better, and then they can understand why you acted the way you acted actually. And then, of course, you can also connect on a spiritual level. So looking in each other's eyes, maybe meditating together, praying together. So these are all topics that you, like all areas that you can work on and where you can bring a connection back to your partner, actually.
Yeah, I think this is really good to figure out what is your way of coming together. And I think different couples have different approaches, or for some, the physical things work way better than the sharing, or for others, it's they connect through spirituality. So to really find out what are your ways that work for you normally.
And what do you do actually when it's not working?
Yes, of course, there are always days when you're triggered or in a state that you're not ready to share, even if your partner's asking, hey, what's going on? It's like, no, nothing. Perhaps you know that. Or wants to hug you and say, I don't want to be hugged right now. Or there's some kind of inner defensiveness, or you are triggered by something the partner did, you criticize, and you get into those unhealthy patterns that probably everybody of you knows, when it's going back suddenly between criticism and defensiveness and judgments and or shutting down or inner distance and so on. When you're like caught up into those patterns, it's most of the time it doesn't help to start connecting on in that state. So what helped us in that state was really to bring in consciousness again, to really say, stop, what we're currently doing doesn't help us and doesn't lead us anywhere. So we need something else, to really, I don't know, decide on a code word, or really just say, stop, let's don't talk about that anymore in this state. And then go into a state of a separation. So for me, it really helps then to be by myself for a certain period of time, to either take a walk or go running. That really helps me just to leave the house and to broaden my perspective again, and like literally go into the expansion of nature, into the opening up again, also my inner thinking. Or taking a bath, dancing, doing yoga. That really helps me to get out of the head and into the body. Or on an emotional state, sometimes it's also just listening to certain music, or even watch a movie that touches my heart and touches me emotionally, and therefore brings me in a different state, also out of this defensiveness, like into remembering what I really want or what it really is important to me, and bring me also into my vulnerability and into my softness. Or what also helps me on a mental level is actually writing in my diary and really questioning me myself. So why was that so triggering for me? What fears are there underneath? And what do I really want to always remember this? Because in the end, both partners want to be connected, both want to be in a loving state, but often we are overtaken by our fears or our anger or whatever. And sometimes I also just need to be still and meditate and listen within to the answers in my heart. And by doing those things, usually for me, there often happens like a shift of perspective when I suddenly reconnect to love, reconnect to myself, remember what I really want. And then when I'm in that vulnerable, open state, then I can go back to Damien and usually apologize, because I also understood, okay, it's not only him, there's a lot of things that I contribute to the conflict. And like taking ownership for my part of the issue, apologizing, or also showing myself vulnerable, showing my fears and perhaps also the pain I have in that issue. And then whenever I'm in my vulnerable state, usually Damien also softens, and then it's really easy. Once we're connected, it's often so easy to solve the conflict.
Yeah, this is really true. And to say more things, for example, that I do when I am like by myself, is also meditation is a very big one for me. Like also getting still or playing the guitars and taking my space where I can handle my emotions, where I can sit with it and just observe, like be aware of what I'm actually feeling. So this is something that that I really do.
What would you say if this still doesn't work? I mean, we often see couples that are so stuck in their already conflicts that are lasting for years, or they're stuck in certain patterns. What if they are not able to get out of that by themselves anymore?
Yeah, so we see that with couples that we work quite often, and we saw it also in our relationship too. So we wanted to get married, like the first approach for marriage. And then we got into a big fight, and we had to blow up the wedding, actually. And then we searched help in the mediation, where we could like discuss the things, that the patterns, the triggers that were there, actually.
And yeah, because also I think even though we knew so much, we had learned so much about conflict management, we had a lot of tools, but still, no matter how much you already know, when you're caught in your own emotion, I think often it's so, so difficult to really get out of that and really change perspective, or really listening and seeing the partner when it's a very, very emotional and deep topic. So there, it really helped us to get an outside person to support us in that issue.
Yes, I think the solution there is really to get help and to acknowledge that maybe there is, in this specific topic, maybe help needed to really bring clarity and more light into the patterns, maybe, and to really get support to do it. And this helps a lot, because then what I experience also with my coaches is when like the third person is there, and it creates like a space where everything can be, and where like the person creates this, like the coach or the mediator or whatever it is, creates this safety where the emotions can all be there, and there, and then people can go like into vulnerability more easily, and then learn how to do it first of all in a setting where there is a third person there, and afterwards to learn to do it also with themselves, by themselves, in their own space, so that they can also solve the things also for themselves, actually.
Yeah, because, and I also see that it's mostly the same patterns, that first of all, we're stuck in that, in the ego, in the anger, in it's the other person's fault and you have to change. And it always takes this interruption of this pattern and then going one level deeper, going most of the time underneath the anger, there are other emotions. There's sadness, there's pain, there's shame, there's, I don't know. there are these softer emotions, but usually we don't want to feel those, the fears as well. And that's why it's so much easier to stay in the anger and see the other person's fault than to really inquire into your own emotions and to feel your own pain. But this is always the step to connection, because the moment you drop into your own sadness, into your own fears, and show yourself in that vulnerable state, and nearly all of the cases, the other person also softens and wants to support. I mean, it's your partner, he loves you, she loves you. And whenever she sees you in pain and vulnerable, of course she wants, or he wants, to support you. But the moment the partner, when you criticize and attack the partner, of course he or she needs to protect. So it's just natural patterns and dynamics that always happen whenever we attack. The person defends or closes down or reattacks. But the moment we open up in vulnerability, usually the partner also opens up, and then connection can take place. And once we understand that pattern and learned it in several coaching sessions, then it was so easy also to repeat that by ourselves and to really integrate that into our life as couples. And now it really helps whenever we catch ourselves again being stuck in old patterns to say, okay, stop. What's really the issue? Go one level deeper and talk about what really matters. So to summarize everything that we've discussed today, The first step always is to bring in consciousness and to realize, first of all, what patterns are going on and that you are disconnected, that you are tense, that you are contracted. Once you know that, already congratulate yourself, that's the first step. Then you can see what works for myself to get expanded. So experiment with different tools that we've introduced to you. What works for you? What helps you to get back into that expanded state for you personally and together with your partner? And then, of course, apply these tools in those situations and see if it's possible to get connected directly together with your partner. And if it's not, that you separate from each other for a certain period of time and reconnect for yourself first and then get back together. And if it's a deeper conflict that you cannot solve together, then really look for help, get the support you need. And then, of course, things can solve very quickly as well with the support and to reconnect to each other, reconnect to yourself, reconnect to your partner, reconnect to love. Because in our understanding, that's the basis for all relationship, not just to your partner, but also to your kids, to your parents, to your friends. You will need these tools for connection in all relationships, in all areas of life. And when once you know what you need to get into that expanded state, it will just help you to blossom and have all your relationships thrive. Thank you so much for listening to the episode today. If you liked it, make sure you share it with your partner or any friend you may think this is valuable for. If you want to dig deeper into Tantra and really experience the magic it can bring into your relationship, you can go to our website reconnectprem.com and download our 3 Tantra practices for deeper connection. You will also find the link in the show notes. And if you enjoy the podcast, we are super grateful if you subscribe to the show and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you so much. We wish you all the best, Melly and Damien. And always remember to reconnect to yourself, reconnect to your partner, reconnect to love.